Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, July 9th, and this is MEC Communication Chairperson Sarah Nelson reporting. The Summer Quarter United Master Executive Council regular meeting will take place in Chicago, Tuesday, July 13th through Thursday, July 15th at the Hyatt Rosemont. Your local council president, joined by 13 other presidents from around the system, will address the business of our union and the issues that are important to you. We encourage members to witness our democratic process by attending the MEC meeting if you are in the Chicago area. Hyatt shuttle buses from O'Hare are complimentary, and free parking is available in the garage next to the Hyatt Rosemont on River Road and Devon Avenue. During the MEC meeting next week, the 14 local council presidents elected by you will conduct MEC committee elections. The elections on the agenda include two positions on the Seniority Integration Committee and a position on the Central Schedule Committee. If you are interested in these positions, we encourage you to contact your local council president and send your resume and statement of your willingness to serve to MEC Secretary Treasurer Jeff Heisey at MECSEC@UnitedAFA.org. That's M as in Michael, E as in Edward, C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, E as in Edward, C as in Charlie, at UnitedAFA.org. The skills of AFA members elected to this committee should include detail-oriented, ability to research, good communication skills, familiar with seniority provisions of our contract, and history of changes over the years, along with an understanding of the differences between company, SW, and pay seniority dates, and contract history of each. Finally, the committee members need to be familiar with the AFA-CWA merger policy. The AFA merger policy protects flight attendants by maintaining your current seniority. The Seniority Integration Committee is responsible for reviewing seniority records to prepare a preliminary merged seniority list, giving each flight attendant full credit for her or his seniority. This work is extremely detailed, and the representatives we elect to serve on the Committee for United Flight Attendants would review the specific conditions associated with each flight attendant's in-flight seniority date, including former seniority arbitration awards, leave of absence seniority adjustments, conditions for the trigger of seniority accrual, etc. Next, the merger committee, including the two representatives elected to represent the other flight attendant group, notifies each flight attendant at both carriers by certified mail of her or his seniority date. Each flight attendant, in turn, has an opportunity to question the results. Mistakes made by the Seniority Merger Committee can be corrected, but other adjustments are only allowed to account for differences in how seniority was assigned at the time of the flight attendant's initial training. For example, whether a seniority number was assigned at the beginning or upon completion of initial training, ranking within the class, etc. If any adjustment for training date differences is made, such adjustments cannot result in a flight attendant changing relative seniority positions on her or his own pre-merger seniority list. This prevents anyone from jumping over someone on their own list as a result of such an adjustment for training dates. The effects of earlier furloughs, leaves of absence, mergers, and other factors remain in place for both groups in the current seniority merger process. Once corrections and adjustments are made, if any, then each flight attendant's date of hire is finalized and the seniority lists are then merged into one combined list. Once this process is finished, the list is then certified. Upon reaching an agreement with the surviving company over a merged collective bargaining agreement, the list is delivered to the company for implementation at the time of the merger of operations, and only if there is a new collective bargaining agreement. This final step helps to insulate our seniority from the whims of airline management as they decide whether to buy, sell, merge, or acquire the airlines we work for. The fate of our seniority should never hinge on a corporate decision that is outside of our control about which airline will survive and which will not in the event of a merger. The current partnership program ends on August 30th. This week, another bid opened for a new six-month partnership program beginning August 31st. The bid screen is easily accessible through a direct link in the schedule section of UnitedAFA.org, and bids may be submitted now through the 28th of July at 0800 Central Time. If you currently participate in a partnership and wish to continue, you will need to rebid. If you are not currently participating in the program, you have an opportunity to take advantage of this schedule flexibility. You must find a partner to bid with to participate in the program. If you are looking for a partner, you may use the post-trade option in Unimatic. And likewise, if you are looking for a partner, you may search via trade board. Additional information on the program is available in our website schedule section. July 31st is the deadline for completing IPTE 3, 777 Safety, Cabin, and Systems Differences e-learning, unless your domicile cover pages state otherwise. There is a direct link to e-learning from our website's Useful Sites page. Our contractual scope language protects our jobs. Part of this scope language ensures that work traditionally performed by United Airlines flight attendants remains our work. Every day we fly, we work with the protections of this scope language. But the language itself does not ensure the protection of our jobs. Especially in our mobile work environment, it is up to each one of us to enforce our rights and maintain the job protections we have. Just as we should not perform work that is assigned to customer service, ramp mechanics, or pilots in violation of their job scope and hampering United's ability to accurately determine frontline staffing, we need to ensure that the scope of our job is not violated. Closing bins, stowing luggage, and making passenger announcements during boarding are all duties that traditionally define our work. When supervisors or other employees perform this undisputed flight attendant work, it is a violation of our contract. Calmly advise anyone other than working flight attendants attempting to perform these duties that they are in violation of our contract and ask them to stop. Be sure to report any violation of our scope to your local council. Together we can enforce our contract and protect our jobs. As union members, we have this responsibility to each other. Each of us individually enforcing our contract is always important work. Our efforts are especially relevant when we consider our collective efforts to negotiate contractual improvements. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together.